So I have written up some things to talk about, and I've changed my mind. So I think what I'm going to talk about is a sharing of some of the practices and some of the symbols and things like that this morning. First of all, when we enter the Zendo, we're entering a space that is particularized for sitting. And it's for sitting quietly and as much as we can to bring our whole person into this room. So when we do that, of course, our thoughts come with us and our feelings and our body experiences. And the idea of Zazen is not to make that all go away, because it's part of who we are. But it's also to not put a huge emphasis on that. For instance, if there's a pain or something, then we pay attention to it. And if it looks like it's really going to cause us problems, then we pay attention and we change it. If it's a matter of just kind of getting to sit through it for a little bit, not resist it, but just realize that it's there, then you can do that too. It's important to keep your back straight when you sit. And the idea is that there's kind of a line from the heavens to the earth that goes through the center of our body. And to keep your shoulders relaxed as much as possible. And what I realize is that a lot of times I'm sitting and then I'm realizing my shoulders are going crunch, 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 up, up, up. And then just bring them back down. You know, yeah, roll them around a little bit. But it's the idea of just paying attention to what's happening and not judging, not saying, oh, there I go again, but just, yeah, there it is again. So relax. With our head, we want to keep it down so that you're looking at the floor ahead of you, and kind of keep your chin in a little bit. So it's the first time I saw it, it reminded me of a drill sergeant in the Marines or something. But it just puts a certain leverage on your back and neck and spine that is helpful. You can keep your eyes open or closed, and again, I think the idea is to pay attention to what happens when you keep. If you close your eyes, does it help quiet things down? Does it help center you, or does it put you to sleep? And both of those are going to happen. So the idea is you want it just to quiet yourself down. Sometimes if your eyes are open, like kind of at what they call half-mast, then it's easier just to stay out of that sleepy zone. But it's also easier to start looking at the little flaws or the little fly or whatever is around on the floor and then get distracted on that. So again, the whole idea of Zazen is not to sit perfectly, but to realize I need to make an adjustment and do it. When we chant the NMA, and at the end we do the MU, which is MU. MU means emptiness. I mean, that's how it's kind of described. As we shout MU, then it's the idea of kind of emptying yourself over. It's not over to another person, but it's like kind of coming completely open and trying not to have things held back. I've told the story about when I first started doing Moo, I was very uncomfortable. And it was in New York, and so I would go out to the woods that were out there and just kind of start with Moo, Moo, Moo. So, and eventually got louder. My husband used to say, because we were going to 49er games at the time, he says, just shout, you know, Moo. And I said, oh, no, I'm not going to shout Moo at the 49ers game. I think you're doing Moo. So personally, I also use the word Moo when I'm doing Zazen. I kind of match it with my breath. It gives me something to focus on that has no meaning. You know, it isn't something that I can really conceptualize. Once in a while, it's something I can experience. And the Rinzai teacher in Seattle, when he would do Moo, it wasn't a fixed Moo. He would just kind of do it to Moo. There you go. Moo. So he would do it in different ways and different times. Again, it's not a concrete thing. It's a changing to who you are. A little bit about the Rakasus, that some of us wear. When basically, the Rakasu is a sign of our commitment to this practice, and often, most of the time, there is a ceremony that goes along with it, where the 10 precepts, or at least 5 of the 10 precepts, are kind of acknowledged, and I'll talk about that another time. But when River Nido, and at the same time a name is given to us, kind of a Dharma name. So River Nido, I'm not sure what his thinking was, but anyway, all of a sudden one day he decided to give some of us these gold ones. And yours is written on the back, isn't it? Yeah. And so he would write something in Japanese, and so we didn't have any formal ceremony. It was just kind of an acknowledgement that people had been sitting and practicing and seeming to be on this path, and so we wanted to acknowledge that. When I had my Jukai, it was actually in a Catholic chapel, and it was a formal ceremony, and it was lovely. The colors are depending on different things, but many of the Rakasus that come from Japan themselves, which is where these came from, the gold ones, are gold. In the United States, they don't necessarily mean anything except what other people put onto them. So when I started sitting at another Zendo, they thought that I was high and mighty because I had a gold Rakasu, and I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So, but that's in the little, what would that be called, do you know? Mm-hmm. It's a little circle there that also is most often seen in the sects that, or in the groups that follow more closely to the Japanese style. Always, but oftentimes. I am a Soto priest, and in my lineage, when I got the gold one from Reverend Ito, and then when I shifted to Soto rather than Rinzai, then I had a blue one. And then when I became a priest, I have a black one as well as a big robe. And these are the ones from Japan, I think are, I don't know, handmade or machine made, but but they all have these little patterns. And And these are supposed to be the rice fields that were in Japan and that were in India, I guess, too. From, so Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha asked somebody to make him a robe, and they made him a large one of these. And so Buddha students often then wear a smaller one that sometimes, again, is hand-sewn. And then on the back, then there's different things that are said, and the dates, and who the priest was, and what the Dharma name is, and what the Dharma name means. And these little things on the back, and actually Kaz and Stevens have the same thing on it. But it's interesting because Reverend Ito is Rinzai, and this symbol is Soto. So when I went to the Rinzai's temple in New York, the abbot there said, "Why are you wearing that?" I didn't know what he meant. I didn't know what all that meant. And then somebody told me, "Well, that's the Soto." And he says, "Go to the gift shop and get a Rinzai one." So I have lots of wakasus, it seems like. And then, just in terms of the bowing, there is no practice. The practice does not believe that we're bowing to a god or anything like that, but rather that to this moment, to this experience that you're having. In some places they have an actual Buddha statue. Some places they have a rock. Some places we have the incense. It's again, we're bowing in thanks for that particular moment. I think that's all I will say, unless people have particular questions about something that we do or don't do or whatever. Questions come up, just ask them along the way. Somebody will have an answer. Might not be the right answer, but it would be an answer. So, thank you for being here this morning, supporting Hikone.